It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Words of Jesus from the 18th chapter of Matthew. Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. I want to share a story with you that happened to me many, many years ago. The children were young then. The day had been one of those rough ones. You know what I mean, for all of us have them. It seems like everything had gone wrong from the moment that I'd gotten up. I'd been on edge most of the day and had been in a mood that even I didn't like myself in. Then, to add to the woes of the day, it seemed like my son had purposely been doing everything he shouldn't have been doing. I had been real grouchy with him, had taken very little time to understand him or help him. It just seemed like he was constantly in the way all that day. Why is it we all have days like that? I'm not completely certain as to the why, but I have some ideas. One is that we get in too big a hurry. Perhaps this is the biggest fault of our jet-set day. We live in too big a rush. Sometimes we meet ourselves coming back. We think that our much-doing and fast pace means good living. And I think we're wrong about that. Often we need to be still and know. Then another reason why we have days when everything goes wrong is because we don't take one thing at a time. We get a half dozen things going, projects, you know, any one of which we should be doing by itself. And then they all come at us at one time, and the result is tension. Still another reason for days when everything seems to go wrong is that we forget the eternal presence of the gentle Galilean carpenter. We try to tackle all our problems, face all our situations, do all our duties alone. And life just wasn't designed to be run that way. We're partners, not proprietors. And we need to remember that we're working with him. How often we need to talk things over with our silent partner. Well, the day came to a close, as they all do. And after the children had their baths, it was time for our family prayers. I must admit, I wasn't in the mood to say my prayers, and had it not been from sheer habit and concern for the children, I would not have knelt down beside the bed that night. But for some reason, I can't recall now, the girls in the family didn't say their prayers with us that night. It was just the two of us. So I let my son say his prayer first, and then I intended to say a quick one and call it quits. You know, get it over. Well, he began in the usual manner, thanking God for several things. And then it happened, his tone of voice changed, and in his final petition, with a voice so sincere I thought he was going to cry, he said, "And, dear God, make me a better little boy. Amen." Well, I was stunned and shocked and humbled and ashamed, and I had only one petition, and it came from the heart. "Dear God, make me a better father. Amen." The carpenter once said those who enter his kingdom would have to come as a small child. I understand a little better now what he meant by that.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.